You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
How's it going, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome to episode 9 of the Great British Chiefs Show with your boys from the Kingdom representing the Kingdom, myself, Brad Simcox, and Arrow Headlines editor, Tom Childs. We've got a great show for you lined up this week. We're going to be touching base on the news, the Chiefs news. We're going to be discussing about who we'd rather have in the AFC West, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson. And a special treat for you, we're actually going to be going through mine and Tom's all-time Chiefs draft, where we'll be selecting our very own all-time Chiefs teams. But anyway, the man of the hour, Tom Childs, how are we doing, mate?
I'm doing good. I've never been called the man of the hour in my life. Thank you very much. It's a packed show. I'm looking forward to getting into this. A week in June, somehow we're still getting news, we're still getting content, we're still being able to find things to talk about, which is just incredible. Because if you asked me 4 or 5 weeks ago, when we first got asked to go to weekly shows, would we be able to fill them? I'm not going to lie, I was a bit apprehensive about it.
Yeah, it was a bit of a loop moment, wasn't it? It was a bit like, what are we really going to talk about for a good 45 minutes every week when there's literally nothing happening?
Exactly. It's going to be awful. Unless we win the Super Bowl, then it'd be great.
Well, yeah, we'll just be dining out on that again, won't we? But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's quite difficult to obviously find things. And we do manage to have this little bit at the beginning of the show where we just chat about things that are happening in the life of Brad and Tom.
Yeah.
While we wait for NFL football. But interesting, actually, because there's a lot going on in the UK with the Americans coming over here.
Yeah,
The Americans. Yes. We've had Joe Biden. He's come over.
Yeah, to Cornwall, of all places.
Cornwall.
he fancied a Cornish pasty. That's maybe what he wanted. But if you don't know what a Cornish pasty is, Google it. But I just find it funny that like the world leaders, the G7 world leaders, all meeting up in Newquay and having a Cornish pasty and a cider. That just like amazes me.
The Cornish pasty is the originator. It's the daddy of all pasties, really, isn't it? It's the king of all pasties.
It is.
So I can understand the President of the United States going, do you know what? Let's go and have one of these English pasties. But also at the north end of England, we have Harrison Ford filming the new Indiana Jones movie.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. He's been in Newcastle. He's a bit early for our watch meet.
Yeah.
Our Chiefs watch meet.
So a few weeks ago, we had Tom Cruise in Leighton Buzzard. And this week, we've got Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford in Newcastle. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. All these top Americans are coming over to the UK. It's also another momentous occasion today, really, because happy Euro 2020 day.
Yay, finally.
Yay, it's finally here. And Christmas, we get to talk about stuff like that. Yeah.
Festival of football. For the next 3 weeks, I get to walk down the street shouting it's coming home at randomers, and I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
If you haven't noticed, me and Tom will be supporting England. Mm-hmm. We do know some guys from Arrowheads Abroad who have varying opinions on which team they're going to be supporting. Duncan, obviously, is a Scotsman. Mm-hmm. He'll be supporting Scott. I mean, his final basically is next Friday. It's when England plays Scotland, isn't it?
So it is. But seeing that Arrowhead Pride is now 22% English, now it's down to you guys, your listeners, to embrace that, and to the Arrowhead Pride team to embrace that and all support England for the next 3 weeks until we inevitably lose a quarterfinal on penalties.
Yeah. But we're not going to talk about that on this show because it's all about Chiefs stuff now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've survived the Euro 2020 talk. Well done. Anyway, yeah, we've had some news, obviously. Kyle Long had quite a significant injury, which as soon as I saw that, and I stupidly put a tweet out 4 minutes before this news broke, that it was like, seeing as it's, you know, that we've had no news recently, straight after that, it was Carl Long has significant leg injury. And I feared the worst. And I think a lot of us did, because I think even Andy Reid was worried about it. He was worried that it was going to be like ligament damage and stuff, wasn't it? But apparently he's got a cracked or a fractured kneecap.
Yeah, I think they've come out now and said that it's not a kneecap injury. It's something to do with the lower leg. Either way, I can't remember what it is exactly, but it doesn't sound like he's going to be involved in training camp at all. And the aim is now to get him ready for week one, which just kind of ruins the plans of the offensive line, because we've all been excited about seeing the offensive line grow through OTAs, then grow through training camp. And I think we were all accepting that Carl Long was probably going to start at right guard this coming season. Now there's an opportunity for one of the younger guys or for one of the older veterans in, like LDT, Andrew Wiley, versus someone like Trey Smith to compete for this job. And it's interesting now because you've got Creed Humphrey, obviously, who's more likely going to be starting at center. It's like, what will Andy Reid and Andy Heck do to his right-hand side? Are they willing to stick a rookie next to him? Because the Chiefs are talking up Trey Smith so much. They clearly love this guy. They clearly feel like they got a steal in the draft. If they love him that much and they think he's good enough, play him. But then you're going right on the left-hand side, you've got Orlando Brown, who's finally making a full-time move to left tackle. Then you've got the known commodity in Joe Tooney. And then you've got Mike Remmers on the right. And then you've got the two rookies in between them. Like, does Andy Reid really want two rookies playing next to each other? I say go for it. Who cares? Let them grow together. Like, I'm all like project youth on the offensive line. Like, they're big guys. Like, they're going to be better than what we had last year. Mahomes will still get hit. It's just the way the NFL is. He's not going to be protected all the time. So just go for it. Let's have this young offensive line. Let's stick Niang out there as well. Let's go vets on the left and rookies on the right. Like, let's just go for it. And I'm team project youth. Let's go Niang. Let's go Trey Smith. Let's go Creed Humphrey.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to do it.
No, well, that's the thing. I mean, the rookies, they still know that position. That's the thing. They're not as though they're going to be playing out of position, is it?
No.
So they're going to know their role, which is obviously what was very different in the Super Bowl, where we had players literally swap around from different positions. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think rookies is definitely the way to go. And it's nice to have the likes of Joe Tooney, who will give them pointers and will give them. I mean, that's been a brilliant move, really, by the Chiefs to get him to, because they clearly were thinking about the rookies. When they when they brought in Tooney, that his experience and his knowledge of the game, it's just going to benefit them so much. So I'm with you. If they can play alongside him, let's do it. Let's go for it.
The injury definitely helps LDT's case as well, because I had a feeling that LDT was probably third in line. So I felt like it was Carl Long, then it was going to be Trey Smith after a few weeks, after he's been accustomed to what's going on. And then maybe LDT, where now I don't feel like that is the case. I feel like LDT's probably jumped the queue now because of Reed's preference for having a veteran presence on the offensive line. So LDT, potential roster bubble type guy, not so much anymore. I think his place is on the 53 come the start of the season. Is fairly safe now.
Yeah, exactly. Moving swiftly on to other news in the NFL. There's been a bit of chat recently about a couple of quarterbacks, very good quarterbacks, wanting to go to Denver.
Mm.
And it begs the question, would we want Aaron Rodgers or would we want Deshaun Watson?
Can I just stop you there? You did that all wrong. You should have done it like this. You should have said, so there's a couple of quarterbacks that want to go to Denver, but it begs the question.
Why?
And it should have been pause. Why?
I don't know. I didn't want to be that cheeky. You're the cheeky one, so
there was a layup there for you, an open goal, and you missed it. It was a self setup as well, and you didn't take the easy tap in. Come on,
I threw it up on the backboard and I missed it completely.
Exactly.
So we've been thinking, who would we rather have in the AFC West to go up against the likes of Mahomes and Herbert? And Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson, I mean, two very different quarterbacks, but elite in their own right as well. Who would you choose out of those two that you would rather prefer to go to Denver?
I don't know, but Trevor Siemian, can he come back? That guy? Paxton Lynch, maybe? I don't know. Brock Osweiler? Say no, Brock Osweiler won a Super Bowl. I'm to and fro on this, like, because, like, obviously Deshaun Watson isn't going to play this season. I can't imagine he's going to play this year because all the stuff that's going on around him. But
so choose him, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But regardless, I feel like Deshaun Watson, like, I don't know the ins and outs of his story, but knowing the history of the NFL, what you do outside of the league doesn't really tend to matter too much if you're talented enough. Eventually you're going to get back into the league. It might not be immediately, but it's going to happen eventually. So I can't see, unless this case really goes as bad as it is, but unless it goes really, really bad to the point where he's going to be locked up for multiple years, Deshaun Watson will be back in the NFL. And when he does come back to the NFL, he's going to be in the league for a very, very long time, providing he behaves. So it's basically a question of, do you want Deshaun Watson versus Mahomes for 10 to 15 years? Or do you want to put up with Aaron Rodgers versus Mahomes for 3 or 4? It's like, do you go for the long-term battles, or do you go for the short-term battles?
Yeah.
And given how this team is right now and how well this Chiefs team is set up to succeed with the players that it has right now, I've kind of changed my mind, because originally I was like, don't really want to see Deshaun Watson in Denver. But now I'm like, really don't want to see Aaron Rodgers, because the Chiefs have a window here with the likes of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. These players, they're not old, but they're not getting any younger. And the chances that the Chiefs replace Kelce and Hill with generational speed and generational tight end play is so small. So the Chiefs kind of need to, like, focus on this window right now. So I probably lean towards, I think I would rather Deshaun Watson so Aaron Rodgers stays away. That's basically
really so you'd rather have Deshaun Watson.
I got confused. So
long term approach.
I got confused slightly in the middle there what I was saying, but I want Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm more along the lines of, you know, it is very much pick your poison in a way, isn't it? Do you want the short, sharp hit of having a Denver Broncos team that is really going to kind of take it to the Chiefs and really challenge? Yeah. Or do you want that kind of long, slow death? It's weird.
But is it a long, slow death with Deshaun Watson? Like, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are, like, very similar and very close in talent level. Deshaun Watson's a very, very, very good player. But is he as good as Mahomes? Mm-hmm. No. The problem is that Denver's drafted so well in, like, the last couple of years that they've got so much young talent now, and that they can potentially be good in the right situation. As you said, it's a pick your poison. But for me, I'd much rather Mahomes face Deshaun Watson than Aaron Rodgers.
I think this team's probably, the Denver Broncos team is probably set up more towards Aaron Rodgers. Would you say that? I feel that way. Yeah, I feel as though they do have some weapons there. They do have some really, and they're young weapons as well. And I think if they have an accomplished kind of quarterback in Aaron Rodgers like that, who's basically telling them, I need you there and I want you there and I want you on this route. And I seriously worry for the short term, really, for the Chiefs if Aaron Rodgers does come.
So basically, what you're saying is you'd sooner Deshaun Watson, or you don't really know.
I really don't know, but I think I'd rather just take the short hit first of all, of just kind of, and also enjoying the kind of Mahomes versus Rodgers three or four seasons, like you said, and then them have that problem again of trying to find another quarterback, because we all know that John Elway can't find a quarterback to save his life.
True. That's very true.
So I'm going to go with a short, sharp hit first, and just pray to God that Denver doesn't come anywhere near us with Aaron Rodgers. That's my view on it anyway.
Imagine if you're a Broncos fan listening to this podcast now and you're excited about the prospect of Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers, but then you end up with Teddy Bridgewater. Lucky mate.
That's evil. That's evil. But I mean, the whole Deshaun Watson thing came about because it was Kareem Jackson, wasn't it, on the Aqib Talib show, who basically said that Deshaun Watson's been talking about the fact that he wants to come to Denver. And I just wondered where all of a sudden this kind of vortex appeared where it was all roads lead to Denver. Everybody wants to go there. And two really kind of elite quarterbacks want to go there as well. So there's clearly something there that there's a good setup or a good mix that they're feeling at the moment.
Everything's there. The defense is there. The weapons are there. The offensive line's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's there except one thing. That's the quarterback. And you go there, you are basically entering. You go there, you're joining a team that's in a win now mentality. Yeah. And all quarterbacks love that because win now mentality means that the teams are going to go all out for free agents, all out for trades. They're going to do everything they can to make that team as good as they possibly can be in that moment. Yeah. And especially in the case of Aaron Rodgers, I feel like he doesn't feel like Green Bay has done that for him. Because look at them in free agency. They just don't spend in free agency. They don't get involved in it, really. They haven't in the first part of Aaron Rodgers' career, that is for sure. So, yeah, maybe if they feel like they go to Denver, they've got an aggressive – he's not a GM anymore, is he, John Elway? But he basically tells the GM what to do these days, doesn't he? That's what his job is. So
they never get rid of him, will they?
Yeah, they know. He's staying on the carpet in an old pub, isn't he? I get why you'd want to go to Denver. Obviously, being a Chiefs fan, I wouldn't want to go to Denver, but I do get it as an elite quarterback who's angry with their own franchise, like Watson and like Rodgers is. I do get why Denver would be a destination of choice.
Yeah, taking your Chiefs hat off. Yeah, I get that. All right, then, mate, I think we'll take a quick break there and then we're going to get into the exciting part of our Chiefs all-time list, our all-time draft. Can't wait for it.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom. Mom, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, "Everything okay in there?" "Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog."
Welcome back to the Great British Chiefs Show with myself, Brad Simcox, and Tom Childs. We're excited about this because this is something we've been planning all week. Well, I've been planning it all week. Tom's just kind of brought something on the back of a napkin, but it is our Chiefs all-time draft. There is a system to this. We're obviously going to make our picks, and if the person makes that pick, the other person cannot choose that same player either. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a snake-style draft. So whoever picks first We know who picks first, but I'll tell you in a minute. Whoever picks first, the next person has the next two picks, and it goes on from there, doesn't it?
Normal fantasy style.
Normal fantasy style, yeah. It is about, it is like a fantasy draft, but for Chiefs, Chiefs players. Exactly. So it's any Chiefs player.
Yeah.
Whether they've been drafted or whether they've been brought in, any player that has played or has donned the Chiefs uniform, we can choose them. We can pick them.
And the idea here is that we end up with a squad of 23 players. So we're going to end up with 11 offensive and 11 defensive players. And then we're going to have a wild card player, like a blocker. But we're getting to that one shortly. Ooh, but the idea is that on defense, you end up with a 3-4 or a 4-3 defense with two cornerbacks and two safeties. And then on offense, you end up with five linemen, one quarterback, one running back, one tight end, and then two wide receivers. And then finally, you get a flex position, wide receiver, running back, or tight end for your offense. So if you want to double up on tight ends, you can. If you want to double up on running backs, you fancy going Christian Okoye and Jamal Charles or Tony Richardson and Priest Holmes, you can do it if you want to. But the idea is that by the end of this exercise, because it's going to be done over the second part of next show as well, that we're going to have two squads. There's going to be 46 players here that are picked. And then it will be up to you guys to decide who has the best team of them all.
Right. So to keep this fair, Tom did a little vote on Twitter and asked, who would you rather pick first, Brad or Tom? Which one would you rather pick first? And I'm sad to say that Tom won that. 58% of the vote. 58% of the vote against my measly 42%. I've been let down by Chiefs Kingdom. Somebody pointed out, though, that because I lost the vote, does that mean I picked first?
No. Sorry. I just want to thank all of my subscribers, my private pages, that voted for me. Thank you very much. You've made this decision really easy for me. We'll get into that in a second, but I was going for two strategies here. One, whether I had the number one overall, and one if I didn't have it. And I've got my preferred strategy. So thank you very much, Chiefs Kingdom, and my subs.
I'm not going to thank mine. 42% is measly.
Yeah.
Well, I've already, should we get started? Because I've already put in the first pick that I know you're going to pick. The easiest pick ever.
Yeah. So first pick of the draft, you obviously go generational quarterback. So with that, I pick
Kyle Orton.
See, I was going to go Tyler Thigpen. No, so first pick of this draft, I'm going Patrick LeVon Mahomes the second.
Patrick Mahomes the second. Quarterback.
Boom.
Patrick freaking Mahomes.
First pick. Oh, by the way, Chiefs Kingdom, as you're listening to this, I highly advise you get a bit of pen and paper or just do it on your phone and you pick one of us. And you take our position as GM and you write down what team you would have in our if you were in our seats. Obviously, that will change if you pick different players, but play your own board and against our board and see how you get on. And then we can compare your teams to ours because you might not agree with any of our picks. Obviously, you agree with my pick right there, because if you didn't, you're stupid.
It was a fight for Mahomes. We didn't even have to move up for him, which was a bonus. Right. Okay. So I've got the next two picks. Oh, man. Now then, my strategy either goes really kind of wrong here, right from the off.
Okay.
But I'm going to go defensive side.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I'm going to go defensive.
If you don't take Derek Thomas with this second pick, you are losing all credibility.
I'm going Derek Thomas. Don't you worry. I'm going Derek Thomas. I've got him here, 9-time Pro Bowl, 3-time first team All Pro. The list of achievements and accomplishments that he's got. I mean, 7 sacks in a game, the record, 100 sack club, sack leader in 1990. I've been reading Wikipedia. And the Chiefs even retired the 58 jersey. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes wasn't there, he's the first guy that you would have, isn't it?
Yeah,
so I've definitely gone Derek Thomas there. So two big hitters off the board straight away. Right. So this is where it gets tricky for me. I'm going for a position of need here.
Okay.
And I'm going for a Hall of Famer here as well.
You're going to Hall of Famer, aren't you?
I'm going Emmett Thomas.
Yeah, I knew it. You had the exact same strategy as I did. I was thinking, right, if you've got Mahomes, you pick the two players that I was going to pick as well. Because I thought, right, if you're going to go, if I'm going to have to face Mahomes, what do I want? I want pass rush and I want cornerbacks. So I thought they're the two positions I'm going to go for immediately. And you've done the exact same as me. Your football IQ has just gone up in my mind, Brad. Well done. Well then, and I'm sure
that's it though. That's the best picks I'm ever going to have, I think.
Exactly. So right, I'm sure Chiefs Kingdom are now listening to this and thinking, all right, this is good. These boys know what they're doing. Well, I'm going off on a tangent. Okay. Oh, everyone says you draft a quarterback. What should you do? You should protect him. Well, protection can wait. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm doubling up here. I'm taking the two best tight ends ever to play football. I'm taking Tony G. Then I'm taking Travis Kelce. Boom.
That you just completely blindsided me there.
Yes, I know I would.
That is shocking. It's a good job I've got a third option on here, then, isn't it, for the tight end position? But I'll wait till I get to that. My God, you've got Travis Kelce and Tony G.
Yep, I've already won this exercise in my first three picks.
I mean, give us a break, mate. Give us a You've got steady, Jesus. Right, I'm putting those in now. I'm sick to the back teeth of that now. Can we finish this already?
It's when I take Jamal Charles next, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm done.
That's when I start, yeah, crapping the bed. So my next two picks. Oh man, you've really blown me out of the water there. Okay. I am going to go. I'm going for another Hall of Famer.
Okay.
I'm going for another Hall of Famer on the offensive side.
Oh, yeah, I know. Go on.
He's, without a doubt, the best guard the Chiefs have ever had.
Smart man.
Will Shields.
Smart man.
I haven't got a quarterback to protect yet, but I'm already starting that offensive line kind of a build up here. So yeah, I've gone Will Shields there.
I get that.
And I'll have him at left guard as well. I will have him at left guard. That's a decent. I'm going all Hall of Famers here. This is brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm going future Hall of Famers. You're going. I'm a
chewing
right now.
Yeah, stalwart ones. Okay, right. So pick number seven. Oh, I might have to go. I might have to go defensive side again. Yeah, I think I'm going to go defensive side, and I'm going to go with linebacker. Bobby Bell.
Nice.
You see, Bobby Bell.
All the old guys that listen to this show now are loving you right now, Brad.
Yeah, they're loving my team.
They are loving you because you've gone old school. You're nailing it. You're putting your Hall of Famers in there, which is great.
Just stacking them up.
Good. I love it. So,
you've got pick 8 and 9.
So I'm going pick 8 and 9, and I'm going Tyreek Hill for pick 8. Because I am sticking to my philosophy that I'm going to take all of the pass catchers. And just we saw Patrick Mahomes get Albert Wilson $8 million.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We've seen it. So you give him Kelce, Hill and Gonzalez. It's job done. Yeah. I don't need to worry about pass catchers anymore. I can move on. But I do need to worry about protection.
Yeah,
so
you
for
do.
For that reason, I'm going Willie Roof. Left tackle.
Good choice.
That's where I'm going.
Good choice.
Left tackle.
So Willie Roof. So you've gone.
I might have to take some defensive players shortly, but
you're going all out attack.
I know, I am.
But it was the other one.
Yeah, I'm 5-0 down. There's 20 minutes to go. I've moved it to all out attack and I'm just going for it.
who was your 8th pick again? I can't remember. I'm turning these down. Oh, it was Tyreek Hill, wasn't it? Tyreek Hill. So I've got picks 10 and 11. Oh, I'm trying to look at things I've got so far. So I've got Derek Thomas, I've got Emmett Thomas, got both of Thomases there. I've got Will Shields, I've got Bobby Bell. I'm going to have to go offense, aren't I?
Yep.
Now, this could be a contentious one because I'm going running back. I need somebody explosive. I need somebody who is, on his day, is lights out better than any other Hall of Fame running back in terms of yards per carry. I'm going Jamal Charles running back.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. On his day, he is just without a doubt. And he's my favourite of all time as well. I've got to have Jamal Charles.
I get that. You know, running the ball doesn't really stop Patrick Mahomes. You do know that, right?
I've got to combat it with something. I mean, I'm going to quarterback at the minute. I've got to combat it with something. So, yeah, Jamal Charles. I didn't really want to see Jamal Charles paired up with Patrick Mahomes. That would have just sealed it.
Spoiler alert, I was going Jamal Charles next. But...
good. That pleases me. That really pleases me, that one. All right, okay. So I am now going to go. I'm going to go wide receiver.
Okay.
My first option has gone off the board, which you obviously picked up Tyreek Hill, but I'm going old school again, and it's somebody who should be in the hall of Otis Taylor.
Agreed.
I'm going Otis Taylor because, I mean, when you look at the guy's stats and what he achieved at the Chiefs during his time, Otis Taylor, I mean, why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? I just don't get it.
A lot of people don't. There's an argument to be made that he definitely should be in it. He might be in it one day. But you see a lot of campaigns for the older 60s and 70s players that didn't get into the Hall of Fame. And it feels like Otis Taylor's got one of those campaigns going. So he might end up in there one day, but the longer it goes on, the less the chance that he will get in, because eventually he'll become a forgotten player. Like with the rate that the players are producing stat-wise in the modern era, there's going to be so many players that when you hold up stat sheets beside each other, they're going to be so similar that they might not get in. And that's where you need to discount the stat sheet and look at the eras that they played in. So hopefully Otis Taylor gets in, but congratulate you on the pick. That was excellent, because there is one position that the Chiefs, I feel like, are light on all time, and that's wide receiver.
Definitely.
You look at what they've done at tight end, you look at what they've done at running back, defensive lineman, there's so many good players in Chiefs history, even in safety as well. But then you look at wide receiver, and there's not a lot there. And that's why I was so keen to get Tyreek Hill in early, and it's probably why you're so keen to get Otis Taylor as well.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, when I was going through my draft board, I was thinking, God, yeah, we really don't have those elite wide receivers, as many as what most teams do. So, I agree with you. Very light in that position.
Yeah. So it's my turn now. So I need to go defense, obviously, because I basically ignored the position so far. Well, I have ignored the position so far. I've gone all offense. So I'm gonna move across to the other side. I'm going to go for Buck Buchanan.
Nice.
Get myself a nice little Hall of Famer in the middle there. And then behind him, I'm going to get myself another Hall of Famer in Willie Lanier. Linebacker. So yeah, I've got myself some 60s and 70s Chiefs players, because this whole exercise is basically based around 60s, 70s, 90s and this century Chiefs. The 70s and 80s Chiefs, there's not going to be much representation, unfortunately. But so Buck Buchanan, Willie Lanier, job done.
Right, okay. I am going to my next two picks, which are pick 14 and 15. I'm going to go right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz.
Nice.
Purely because, again, you were talking about position groups there that really don't have, you know, we don't really have a deep kind of, group there. I think Mitchell Schwartz, for me, right tackle, there's nobody better than him on his day. There was nobody better than him. And he was always that position that when you knew he was playing, you knew that right side was always going to be legit. It wasn't going to cause you any problems. And I really do hope we get him back again one day.
One day, maybe. Yeah. I don't think so, but maybe.
So Mitchell Schwartz, I've gone, and I'm going, I'm going to go cornerback.
Okay.
Again. And I think this is going to be, I can see you smiling because I think you know where I'm going for you.
I think you're going to go Marcus Peters.
I am going Marcus Peters.
Because I
am going Marcus
Peters. I know you.
And, that's probably the one that's kind of divided opinion on my team. Because some people like Marcus Peters, some people didn't like him for his lack of tackling and stuff. But I mean, ball hawk wise, I need somebody to really pick off Patrick Mahomes, don't I?
Oh yeah, he picked off Patrick Mahomes once, and that was the last minute of a game in Los Angeles when it was desperation time. I'll happily take Tyreek Hill versus Marcus Peters. I'm fine with that. You carry on. So my turn. And I feel like I need more protection for my superstar offense.
Yep.
So I'm going Brian Waters at guard.
Nice one.
Yeah, so I've got two of the 2003-2004 line now. You've unfortunately ruined that. So, but I'm going to take the centre as well and go Tim Gunhud. So, and now I've got 60% of that famous offensive line that the Chiefs had.
No way.
I've built an offensive juggernaut, by the way.
And, so say that again. Who have you gone for there?
Tim Gunhud and Brian Waters.
Wow. Okay. Pick 18 and pick 19 for me. I think I'm going to have to shore up this defense. Okay, with the next two picks, I am going to go with... Let's go linebacker again. I think I'm going to go Derek Johnson.
Oh, I don't like you. I don't like you at all.
So I've now got my favorite Chiefs player and your favorite Chiefs player on the same team. So I'm going to trick you into liking my team better than yours.
Yeah. Well, we all saw what happened when Jamal Charles and Derek Johnson played each other in the Pro Bowl a few years ago, when Derek Johnson absolutely lit up Jamal Charles.
He really did.
I'm a bit gutted about that, I'm not going to lie. I actually thought about taking DJ in the last round because I thought I really want my favorite Chief of all time, but I didn't, and it's my own fault. I should have done a Brett Veach, should have reached, but I didn't. I hope you enjoy him.
Yeah. My next pick, Chris Jones.
Ooh.
I'm going very heavy on defense. Honestly, I'm building the best defense in history. Forget the Legion of Boom.
What would you call this one?
Oh, I don't know. Legion of Boom Boom.
I love it. Right, my turn again. Doesn't this fly around? I don't feel like I've had much time to think. Like, obviously, to the listener, we've edited some of this out because some of us have sat there just like for one pick. Brad sat there for like 4 minutes looking at his bit of paper. Like, 4 minutes.
Draft board, Tom. Draft board.
This is tough. Like, I have a newfound respect for Brett Veach all of a sudden because this is tough when you've got pressure and a time limit.
I'm really panicking on who I have next. I really do.
So I'm looking at my team. I've got offensive line now. I feel like I've got enough of an offensive line that I can feel that. I've got my pass catchers. I've got my quarterback. I need to go back to the defense. And this is going to prove a really unpopular pick. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
But this player, when he was in Kansas City, was one of my favorite players because he just wreaked havoc. And unfortunately, he forced a trade through to the Vikings. But I'm going Jared Allen
because
I loved him when he was in Kansas City. I just thought he was like in that brief spell that was post the good Chiefs with Holmes and everything. Yeah. And then between Alex Smith era, he was one of like 5, 6, 7, 8 Chiefs that were just really entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't all pan out for him in Kansas City. Well, he did want it to pan out in Kansas City, but so I'm going Jared Allen. I'm going Jared Allen.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's in Jackass 3, is it? When he hits Johnny Knoxville.
Is that the only reason you selected him, is it?
Yeah. So I've taken Jared Allen, and now this is my final pick of the day. My 11th pick of today's draft, and we're going to finish this next week. I need a defensive back. I just need one.
Yeah.
I haven't got any yet. Although you haven't got a quarterback to threaten my team yet. Defensive back. So I'm going to go for Albert Lewis. And I know I said I wasn't going to take like any 80s-based Chiefs or the chances were slim, but I'm going for Albert Lewis. He's a Chiefs Ring of Honor cornerback, spent the majority of his career in Kansas City, obviously finished it in Oakland, but, you know, not everyone's perfect. But, I'm going for Albert Lewis. I finally give myself a cornerback. I feel like I've got balance across the board after the day one of the Great British Chiefs show draft.
Nice. Okay. So you're heading more defensively now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to, while you're concentrating on the defensive side, I'm going to have to really, really ramp up my offensive talent here.
And this is your last pick of the day, remember, Brad?
It is my last pick.
It's your last, you're the last pick today.
Yeah. And I feel as there's a lot there that I can see that I'm thinking that I should probably go for more of a group that we're very light on. in terms of what the Chiefs are Chiefs have had over the years, but I'm really going to go with my heart on this one. I think I'm going to go for I was going to go running back again, but I'm not going to now. No, I am. I'm going to go running back as my kind of flex option.
Okay.
I'm going with Marcus Allen, the guy that got me into the Chiefs.
Okay. Okay.
So I've now got Jamaal Charles and Marcus Allen as two explosive running backs.
Okay. When you said you were going to go running back, I obviously leaned somewhere else, and that now leaves me a choice of two or three running backs to take.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. I feel like your team is very good, Brad. It's not as good as mine, but I feel
wrong.
I feel like you've led with your heart as opposed to your brain.
And a couple of them up, yeah.
And it's 2021 and you've gone for two running backs. Like, come on, Brad, what's going on? Like, analytics Twitter is going to hate you.
Don't do what everybody else is doing. That's my motto.
Like, it's going to be wing sets and they're like, PFF are going to be like, what's going on with this team?
I think I've only got one wide receiver as well. So, yeah, no quarterback.
So to recap on teams, I'll recap on mine quickly. So far, I've gone Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tony Gonzalez, Tyreek Hill, Willie Roaf, Willie Lanier, Buck Buchanan, Tim Grunhard, Ryan Waters, Jared Allen, and Albert Lewis.
Well, I've gone Derek Thomas, Emmett Thomas, Will Shields, Bobby Bell, Jamaal Charles, Otis Taylor, Mitchell Schwartz, Marcus Peters, Derek Johnson, Chris Jones, Albert... Oh, no, you've got Albert Lewis. I've got Marcus Allen.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm quite happy with it so far. I mean, two very different minds from the GMs there. You've gone very offensive. I've gone very defensive. I had to go defensive when you had picked up Mahomes. So it'd be interesting to do what it's going to be like in the next show when we finalize the rest of our team. But I'm quite happy with those picks. Are you?
I am. I'm really happy with mine. So let's see what the listeners think. If you've got an opinion on this or you've got your own team that you feel like is better than ours, let us know. Send us your picks. Send us your review of this team so far. And then next week, we're going to add to it. We're going to complete this draft and we're going to see who has the best 23-man squad come the end of it.
Okay, mate. I think that's all we've got time for. Exciting time. I've really enjoyed this week. I put a lot of heart and soul into my draft board there.
Really?
And I've been really excited about it. And I've learned a bit of the stuff about the older players as well, the former greats. Really learned a lot on those. So, looking forward to next week. Anyway, that's all we've got time for. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We really appreciate you tuning into this. Please give us a review. Let us know how we're doing. And all that's left to say is, from one kingdom to another, we'll speak to you again soon. God, I nearly hit leave then. Ooh. Leave Zoom meeting. Ooh. Ooh.